You're listening to SBS News.
India's crematoriums and cemeteries are overwhelmed by the number of bodies, and morgues continue to accumulate unclaimed coronavirus victims. Volunteers in Mumbai ensure every unclaimed corpse receives a dignified funeral. Iqbal Mandani is one of the volunteers.
In this period, from 2020 until now, our team has performed last rites for about 1,300 unclaimed dead bodies so far. Of these, more than 800 were non-Muslims and about 500 were Muslim. Today we have performed the last rites for 5 unclaimed dead bodies. 4 were Hindu who were cremated and 1 was Christian for whom we had a burial.
In the United Kingdom, Health Secretary Matt Hancock is urging people to get vaccinated given the increasing spread of a variant first found in India. His appeal comes in the lead-up to next month's planned easing of the remaining lockdown restrictions in England.
We have increasing confidence that the vaccines are effective against it. That means that our strategy is the right one, to carefully replace the restrictions on freedom with the protection from the vaccine. What it means is that it is even more important that people get vaccinated.
The Indian variant is known to be more transmissible than others. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Jonathan Van Tam says it's thought to be somewhere in the range of a few percent up to 50% more transmissible.
I think most people feel it is going to be somewhere in the middle rather than at the extremes of that band, but it is just too early. The best estimate I can give you really is that the data will begin to firm up sometime next week, and I think next week will be the first time when we have a ranging shot at what the transmissibility increase is.
In France, non-essential retail outlets like department stores have opened their doors for the first time in 6 weeks as the country gradually emerges from its third national lockdown. This Parisienne says she's glad to be able to browse in stores again with other shoppers.
Ça m'a manqué effectivement pendant plus d'un mois, ne serait-ce que même si je n'ai rien acheté.
I've been missing this for more than a month. Even if we buy nothing, to see people, to see the collections, to have some contact again with the outside world.
Argentina is reporting record numbers of infections and deaths despite almost 20% of its population having received at least one dose of vaccine. The Health Ministry reported 745 more deaths and more than 35,000 new infections in the country of about 45 million people. More than 71,000 people have died from COVID-19 in Argentina. The country recently imposed a nightly curfew and closed its schools. The Pan American Health Organization has expressed concerns over attacks against medical missions in Colombia during street demonstrations against the government. Director Carissa Etienne says the attacks are reducing the availability of already limited supplies of medicine, oxygen, and other critical supplies.
These attacks have prevented health personnel from fulfilling their life-saving work, work that is especially vital during the COVID-19 pandemic.
And in Malawi, nearly 20,000 AstraZeneca doses that had expired have been incinerated. The decision to burn the vaccines in front of the media is designed to alleviate fears that expired doses are being administered in the African nation. The Secretary of Health, Dr. Charles Menwonsambo, says the country needs to restore public confidence in the country's vaccine rollout.
As soon as the vaccines expired, we took them out of our cold chain system to keep them somewhere safe. But rumour still had it that we were giving people expired vaccines. Some people were hesitant to come to our facilities because they thought they'd be given this expired vaccine. That's why we have incinerated, we've burned these doses publicly so that people can know, so that people can, we can win back the people's confidence that what they're getting at our health facilities is within date and is safe.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.